This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Pope Francis began the first papal visit to Ireland in almost 40 years by expressing outrage that he shares with the Catholic community over the repugnant crimes, what he calls, committed by priests who raped and molested children. Also, the failure of the church authorities to address them. VOA's Sabina Castelfranco reports.
The last time the Pope visited Ireland was long before his election to lead the world's Catholics. He told journalists traveling with him on the papal plane that he spent 3 months in Ireland to learn English in 1980, and coming back to the country makes him particularly happy. He also said he enjoys being with families, and this is the second world meeting of families he is attending, following the one held in the U.S. city of Philadelphia. After a meeting with the Irish president and other authorities, the Pope spoke at Dublin Castle, where he addressed the issue of clerical sexual abuse.
That's VOA's Sabina Castelfranco reporting. At least 2 people were killed, 4 injured, after an explosion by a suicide bomber near an election office in the northeastern city of Jalalabad in Afghanistan. No group had claimed responsibility for the attack Saturday morning, but an Islamic State-affiliated group and the Taliban are active in the region. The United States and the Taliban are reported to be in the early stages of discussions for the first time since the year 2012. Retired U.S. Army Colonel Christopher Kalenda, who fought in Afghanistan and later served as a senior military advisor, was instrumental in helping set up those talks in part through his own discussion with Taliban officials. Kalenda told VOA arranging meetings has not been easy, with all sides not being willing to cooperate in this agreement. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. In the United States, it is often said that no one is above the law. That includes the president. But what happens when the president is implicated in criminal wrongdoing? That question took hold in new relevance after President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, pleaded guilty to violating campaign finance laws, which he says was done at the direction of Mr. Trump at the time. Legal analysts say that the president's possible involvement in the campaign violations could put him in legal jeopardy. George Washington University Law School professor Paul Schiff Berman.
He is potentially now an unindicted co-conspirator and could be indicted. Now, there is an open question as to whether a sitting president can be indicted for criminal wrongdoing. Obviously, he could be impeached, but that's not going to happen as long as Republicans hold the House and the Senate.
During a rally in the state of West Virginia, Mr. Trump ignored his legal difficulties and rallied his base. Hurricane Lane is downgraded to a tropical storm, although the U.S. National Weather Service has warned the storm still packs torrential rains and high winds for the Hawaiian Islands. There have been no reports of injuries thus far. President Trump has directed Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to delay a planned trip to North Korea. He cited insufficient progress on the denuclearization efforts there. Mr. Trump put some blame on Beijing, China, saying that he does not believe that China is helping because of trade tensions between Beijing and Washington. The administration says it's reexamining relations with El Salvador after the country broke diplomatic ties with Taiwan in favor of China. In a statement, the White House criticized the country's decision as well as Beijing's diplomatic outreach that led to the move. Scott Morrison, Australia's new prime minister, is promising to heal the wounds of his predecessor after Malcolm Turnbull, his predecessor, was forced out by party rivals. In an internal party room ballot, Morrison narrowly defeated the former Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton by a vote of 45-40. More from Phil Mercer.
Turnbull had been weakened by poor polling and by concerted attacks by right-wing factions, who considered him to be too much of a moderate. In his last press conference as leader, he said it had been a shameful week for politics.
Australians will be just dumbstruck and so appalled by the conduct of the last week. You know, disunity is death in Australian politics, as everyone says.
The new Prime Minister's task is to heal a fractured and chaotic coalition government in time for the next election. That won't be easy, said Paul Kelly, an editor at the Australian newspaper.
That's Phil Mercer reporting for VOA. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.